BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Amy, I'm 24, and I'm from Indiana. You might not know this, but I once got mistaken for Harry Styles, even though I'm a 24-year-old American female. Anyway, now it's time for my favorite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Amy!
Hi!
You're one of our international listeners.
Awesome.
Where do you listen to our show?
I'm in Indiana, in the United States.
And do you listen online?
Yes, I do. I listen every day on the free download.
Oh, okay, so you get the Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, I do, and I love it. I'm a big fan.
I hope you're telling all your friends how good it is in Indiana, because that's where I want fans the most.
Yeah, I've actually told my sister, and she started listening, too, and I told my family. So, yeah, I'm spreading the word.
There must be loads of jokes and things that happen, though, and you might start talking about them, and loads of people are like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, sometimes I say go on pigs, and nobody really understands. They just think I'm being offensive, so.
It's like your own little private joke.
Exactly. I love it.
So, this thing with Harry Styles.
Yes. This is sort of nerdy, but I was at an anime convention a few weeks ago in Chicago, Illinois, and I was just walking around, and some girls ran up to me. They were maybe 16 or 17, maybe a little bit younger. And there was like five of them, and they ran up to me, and they were screaming something, and they came up to me. I was like, well, what are you saying? And they're like, Harry Styles, it's Harry Styles. I'm like, what? And they came up to me, and they're like, it's Harry Styles from One Direction. I'm like, they wanted a picture with me, so I was like, what? And they just kept insisting that I was Harry Styles. So I stopped and I said, okay, I guess I'm Harry Styles. What do you want me to do? So they just wanted me to pose, and I was like, how does he pose? So, yeah, they're like, oh, you can just stand there and smile. I'm like, okay, so they took their picture with me. It was really random.
So you did have your picture with these girls who came up to you?
Yeah, I did.
And did they still believe you were Harry Styles?
I think so. They just kept insisting, and they were screaming and, like, almost crying, and they just started, like, just cheering and, like, running around, and I was so confused, and, like, my friends just looked at me, and they're like, what just happened? I'm like, I don't know.
You know what Harry Styles looks like, right?
I look nothing like him.
Amy, do you wear brightly coloured chinos?
No, I don't.
Do you have curly hair?
No, I don't.
Are you a fan of the older lady?
No, I'm not.
Do you look like an 18-year-old boy?
I'd like to think I don't.
Yeah, it's really rude.
This is so weird, Scott.
That's really rude.
But this was a one-off. It doesn't happen every day.
It was exciting, I guess.
You see, I have the same trouble, Amy. When I go to America, people go, Ellen DeGeneres, in the street.
I found another one as well. I think you look like Katy Perry when she's not wearing makeup.
Oh, someone tweeted me that yesterday.
Yeah, and they're right. It is you.
If I slap some makeup on, I'd look like Katy Perry. Think of it like that. Turn it around.
I love it.
I don't want to think of that.
Amy, has this experience made you want to be in a boy band?
I've never wanted to, but maybe I do now.
It's quite exciting, isn't it? You feel a bit famous.
Yeah, I could go for that every day.
What I'm thinking, Amy, is you can just totally embrace this now. You can sort of walk in to clubs and just say you're Harry Styles and... You get all sorts of girls if you want. It'll be great.
I'm not into girls, though.
Oh.
But I don't know. Maybe I'll try it with some guys.
If you're going to try and blag your way into some of Indiana's finest clubs, though, you're going to have to do the Harry Styles accent.
I'll try.
Can you do that?
All right, let me give it a try. Go. Hello, I'm Harry Styles.
Again?
Hello, I'm Harry Styles.
That will get you in.
I think that sounded more Australian. I keep thinking about Pavlova.
Can you say, hello, I'm Harry Styles, let me into the club?
Hello, I'm Harry Styles. Let me into the club. I think I'm going more Australian here.
Let me into the club.
It would need to be a deeper voice as well, probably.
Hello, I'm Harry Styles.
Hello, I'm Harry Styles. Let me into the club.
That's the one.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Try that tonight.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll do that.
Thank you very much for introducing the show.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Matt.
Hi, Scott.
What are you saying?
Well, I used to have straightened hair, but now I have curly hair because I look like Harry Styles. I can't walk the street without looking like him.
Where do you live?
People saying I look like him.
Where do you live?
I live in Lincoln.
What, so you are a blatant Harry Styles lookalike?
Apparently so, yes. I go into town and people, even blokes, ask for pictures with me.
And do you oblige?
Yes, I don't like to be rude, yes, of course.
So loads of people in Lincoln have had their picture taken with you, thinking that it's the bloke off One Direction?
Yes, yes, I have had pictures and people put them on Facebook and say I was, you know, I swear this was Harry Styles in town last night, and then someone that's knew that person has tagged me and I've seen it.
Do you ever sign autographs or...?
I've never signed autographs, no. It's got me numbers.
Oh, my God. I quite like it that numbers, you used to straighten your hair, but now you leave it curly.
Yes, my brother said that I should leave it curly because it looks better. But then when I left it curly, people said I look like Harry Styles.
So but you are loving it, though. I can tell by your voice that you're actually loving it.
Oh, it's quite good. I also met another Harry Styles lookalike in town the other week, and we agreed with each other.
What?
Yeah, it's quite good, isn't it?
Oh, do you Harry Styles lookalikes meet up then, do you? Like, for a little chat?
Well, there's quite a few in Lincoln. You'd be surprised. Yeah.
Oh, you should have, like, a little club.
Yeah, I was thinking of maybe forging a sort of a group session, therapy session.
Yeah, you should.
Talking about our times.
No, just enjoy it. Just go with it.
Yeah?
Do you think sales of hair straighteners have gone through the floor? Because of Harry Styles.
Well, probably, yeah.
I'd quite like to see him with straight hair, because it would just look weird. Next time he comes in, should we straighten his hair?
Straighten Harry Styles, then?
Yeah, like Becky will pin him down.
Yeah.
I have a picture of myself with curly hair and then with straightened hair, and oh, my God.
Really?
I'll never do it again.
Okay, good.
I'll never straighten it again.
Nice to speak to you, Matt, Harry.
Nice to speak to you, Scott. Cheerio.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Aidan Grimshaw, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for coming in.
It's a pleasure, thank you for having me.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
I'm very good. We like your new song a lot.
Thank you very much.
We've been playing it, I had it as my big thing, actually,
yeah,
Aidan.
You did, thank you for that one, thank you very much.
Were you worried about doing your new stuff so long after X Factor? Because it's been like 2 years, is it?
Yeah, it's been a while. I suppose initially I was a little bit worried, but it's been so long and I've done so much stuff since then and kind of made more experiences that I haven't forgotten, but it kind of seems like a world away since I was on there.
Yeah.
Like
do you still watch it and think, God, I did that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had a phone call with my friend the other day where I was like, remember when I was on TV every week? That was odd, wasn't it?
This is like a dream.
Yeah.
Would you do it again if you had your time again?
No.
You wouldn't?
The day, I remember the audition day, I told my grandma, it was like a 12-hour day, and the end of it, she looked like she was going to pass out. Those days are long.
Yeah, you do, I mean, when you're in that kind of bubble of X Factor, you do work really hard, because you have to learn new songs and new routines every week. It's quite intense, isn't it?
Yeah, man, it's really intense. Going from being and kind of nobody to automatically being this guy on telly every week and all famous is very odd.
Do you find it a bit weird, the fame thing?
Yeah, it's very, weird. It's a little bit weird.
Yeah. Like there's some people outside now and you're
there
like...
There are, that's not happened for a while. At all. I didn't quite know what to do.
Sometimes, though, winning that show isn't always the best thing if you look at JLS or Olly Murs or One Direction.
Yep.
They didn't win, but no. They've done amazingly well.
I think all it is to anybody, really, is an opportunity. And as long as you go out and do what you want to do and, you know, make the best of what you think you can do, then you'll be...
But right. I guess without doing that show, you wouldn't have this platform now, would you?
No, exactly. I worked at Pizza Hut. I used to get, like, £7 a tip a night and be like, woo!
Do you still speak to people that you were on the show with?
I speak to Matt quite a bit. He's a good lad. We enjoy beer and we share the same pub, which is handy for our relationship. Yeah.
What, you live next door?
He lives about 2 minutes away from me.
I love that you live near Matt Cardle.
Nice.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. Did you, with your new stuff, did you have total say in what it sounds like?
Yeah, we had total say. The first, like, year and a half, we had time to go and work with loads of different producers and writers, and I was kind of finding my feet and mostly kind of finding what didn't work and what we shouldn't be doing.
Right.
And then in November, I met Jared Rogers, who produced the whole album, and we kind of worked on that for, like, 2 months and delivered the album when it was finished to the label. So, yeah.
It must be quite nice, because I reckon on X Factor you must get some weeks where you're like, that is not my style at all.
Yeah, it's odd. It was nice to kind of go away and have full control. And most of the songs kind of came from when I was a little bit drunk and having, you know, being able to have that full say, it's nice to listen back to and be like, oh, yeah, that's what I was, that was relevant to me.
Yeah. This is more me than Big Band Week.
Yeah. I didn't get to do Big Band Week. I was a bit good.
I didn't do it?
No, I was going to do Fly Me to the Moon.
So, yeah, why not? Everyone else does.
No, that's not what I mean. I was looking forward to it. Get the tie out.
So has your life must have massively changed since that show, right?
Yeah. Well, a couple of times. I went from being not famous to being famous, and then lost the quiff, and then I was not famous again. And now there's kind of a few people outside taking photos. So yeah, it's changed back and forth a few times.
Is it weird when, because you are on TV and you are massively famous for however long it is, 6 months, and then suddenly nothing at all?
Yeah, it gets well scary.
Does it?
Yeah.
In what way? What do you mean?
Like, a few times, odd thing to say, but a few times after it finished, I'd find myself, like, walking to the shop and, you know, you just look people in the eye. Like, go on, look at me. Oh, they didn't look, it's too long.
It's me off the telly!
Mad world.
No, still nothing. No, hello? You must recognise me. Is there anyone on that show the same year as you that you think was really talented and maybe hasn't had the shot they deserved?
I liked Niccolò Festa. He left on the first week, which was pretty gutting for him. Like, probably no one really remembers him. He was a great singer.
Who was that? I don't remember him.
It was like Italian. He was dead tall. He was like, "Hey, my name's Niccolò."
Niccolò Festa.
Niccolò Festa.
Oh yes, of course, Niccolò Festa.
He never got to that bit.
Oh right. Oh, he didn't.
Oh, no,
make
he
that
did
bit.
1 week.
Yeah, he got 1 week. Oh. I think he did some mental thing where he sat in a chair singing Lady Gaga. I think.
Yeah, I think it was. I think people were like, "No, that's weird."
Yeah, it was. It was fairly weird, though, wasn't it?
Shall we stop talking about X Factor now?
If you
and talk about you.
Yeah,
Your fans are called Grimlings.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
I found out yesterday that Alexander Burke's fans are called. Alexandra Burke's fans are called Beasties.
Wow.
I have no idea why. Yours makes more sense.
Yeah.
But they've all been on Twitter, so I've got a few questions. Ellie Hyatt wants to know, what is the best thing that's happened to you this year?
I went to a Radio Times party or something, and it was pretty odd, but I don't know why I was there but Rita was there from Coronation Street, and I just had a minute of going like, oh my gosh. oh Jesus, there's Rita.
Actual Rita?
It was actually her, and Gail was there as well, but I wasn't as happy.
And that's been a
it was more about the Rita.
Did you go up and go, "Me, mad world"?
That's around my mum.
Did you?
Mum, Rita's over there.
That's what I would do as well.
Yeah.
I like it. That's the best thing that's happened to you this year as well.
Right, it's just the thing that sticks out the most.
Yeah, yeah. Marie Mulligan wants to know why you are obsessed with zebras.
I'm not obsessed. I flippantly said once after, like, recently after the X Factor on a Twitter thing that I like zebras, and then on my birthday, I got two letters through the post, and someone had adopted me. Two people had adopted me a zebra, so I am like father to two zebras that I'd never visit.
So you're like a zebra. You're
terrible dad. Don't even pay no maintenance.
You're like a zebra ambassador now.
A zebra ambassador?
You are a bit. So where are the zebras? Do you know where they are? Do you know their names?
I wish I did. I really do. But the certificates are on my wall at home.
That's awesome.
My mum put them up and I went home and I thought, that's a bit odd again. But
it's like, I think Becky from the show is friends with an orangutan, or she kind of sponsors it or something, sends like £10 a week or whatever it is.
It's much smaller than I do.
£10
a week is quite hefty.
No, I don't think
an orangutan.
It's that.
Jesus.
Maybe a year. One of our listeners, Lucy, was at a festival with you in the Ultimate Power Ballads bit.
Yes, Lucy.
I know, we mentioned this a while ago because a few people saw you and you were about... Did you have your guitar with you?
I had an inflatable guitar.
Okay, good. And she wants to know what your power ballad of choice is.
Toto. As soon as Toto came on, my
Africa.
Night... Yeah, my night was made.
Was it?
Arms were up in the air.
I'd quite like to go to one of those nights.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Was it?
I think they do them all over London and stuff.
Do they?
Yeah, yeah, we can go.
Shall we?
Yeah.
I love a power ballad.
The concept is pretty mental. Like, there's just some guy at the front miming, and then there's a guy pressing play, and then miming guitar. But it's... You're just in it.
What, so they just mime?
Yeah, they just run around like madmen.
So it's like Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Yes, that was on. Yes.
Yeah, but some woman is doing it. Just miming.
No, there's three guys, three hairy butch guys. Just like...
This sounds my ultimate night out.
It's brilliant.
We'll do that.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
That's on the list. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Hello. Harriet revising in Sheffield is very sad that you're not in the video for the song. She was like, well, I wanted to see him, but there's some random guy in it instead.
Yeah, yeah. I get dead sweaty in front of cameras. That would have been a major downfall for the video.
Did you get a bit of a sweat on?
And I've always liked videos that kind of, you watch it and there's a different kind of storyline to what you might have thought when you were listening to the track.
Will he be in any of your videos, do you think?
Yeah, I hope so. Maybe a little bit, but... Yeah.
You know, with a wind machine.
I do sweat a bit, you know.
You've got to be in one.
I'm thinking about getting Botox under the armpits. Apparently that's a valid way to stop.
It's awful, isn't it, when you get a sweat on?
It's pretty terrible.
Because then you're aware of it, and then it makes it worse.
Exactly.
It's like turning a tap on.
I've got sweaty palms.
Yeah. We talked about this a while ago. Have other pop stars given you any kind of advice?
I've not really spoke to many other pop stars. Okay, I came ninth.
Oh, yeah.
They're not queuing all around the blocks.
I came ninth. I don't know anybody.
Yeah, that's true. Matt Cardle sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. He must have given you some advice. Yeah. Emma Rushworth wants to know what you will do when your song goes to number one.
Bloody hell. is the hoping. I don't know. I'm made up with the way it's gone so far, so every day as it comes, I'm pretty nervous about it, but I'm excited at the same time.
We were just saying that is a song that you probably couldn't do at karaoke.
Mm. No. Maybe not.
Well, you could, probably.
I'd have a go.
Yeah,
I'd have a go.
But
I think I'd struggle.
I think I would, yeah.
I'm going to give it a go, though.
Go on, then.
No, not now.
Good luck with that.
I can't breathe.
Oh, good. Very nice.
It's quite high. Yeah.
So, Aidan, what's the plan then? Like, let's look like a year ahead. What's going to happen? What do you want to happen?
I've not thought that far ahead. Hopefully, towards the end of the year, there'll be a load of like live dates around the same sort of date, because the live thing is something that I'm looking forward to. But, you know, just taking every day as it comes so far, and like I say, the feedback we've got off this one is amazing, so I can't wait for everyone else to hear the rest of the stuff on the album.
I've heard the next song as well. It's
you like it?
Yeah, really good.
Good stuff.
We like it. Listen, thank you so much for coming in today. It's been a pleasure to meet you.
It's a pleasure, man. Thank you for having me, and thank you for playing the song.
No worries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Aidan Grimshaw. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello, Dave and Ben and Aaron, en route to Newquay for a stag weekend. See you tomorrow. You're coming, aren't you?
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
We've been to Newquay a few times now. I don't want shirts made before you ask.
You've not done it on any weekend that we've been. You've never done it.
I don't want it.
You do, really.
I don't know.
You do. You just don't realise.
I'm there to DJ. I'm not on a stag do. I'm not on some kind of hen weekend.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm getting shirts made this time.
Okay, so what are we going to put on them?
Well, I just need... this is a thing. I need nicknames and a slogan. And I
go
can't,
on, pigs.
I can't think of this... Well, we could do that, yeah. But I think it should be doing something in Newquay. And that's what I need to work out.
Like the ones that we had when we went to Baba Coom. I refuse to wear it. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
It's Rachel.
Who?
Rachel.
Sorry, your phone broke up. What are you saying, Rachel?
Hi.
Hi. You okay?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
I was once served at Pizza Hut by Aidan Grimshaw, and he took my order with a crayon and then proceeded to tell us a whole story about how bad his day was and how rubbish the manager was. But I don't think the manager was that bad.
So you heard Aidan mention that he used to work in Pizza Hut earlier, and you're like, yes, yeah. He actually served me.
Well, when I saw him on X Factor, I was like, I know him. And I thought, well, maybe I've just seen him around because he's from the same town as me. And then when he said pizza, I was like, it's him!
The
guy who took our order with a crayon.
That's quite cool.
Did you give him a tip?
I'm sure I did. It was a really bad day at Pizza Hut, though. I think they'd sent all this... There was plates everywhere. I remember saying to him, why is it so bad in here? And he sat down and told me why, which I thought was quite refreshing.
Oh, that's quite cool.
It was quite funny.
Good to speak to you. And now you know that it was actually him.
It was actually him who took my order with a crayon.
He seems a really nice guy as well. I really enjoyed seeing him earlier and doing the interview.
He was funny. He was having me laughing.
I know. I like the bit about the maintenance for the zebras. I'm such a bad dad. Have a good weekend. Love you. Bye.
All right, love you, bye. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Okay, so the street party situation in my road has escalated.
Again?
Again, yep. I told you yesterday the bunting's up, but I don't know any of my neighbours because I live in London and everyone keeps themselves to themselves, so I won't know anyone.
Mm.
However, last night when I was getting into my house, my next-door neighbour, who I've never met before in 3 years of living there, was like, hi, I live next door. Are you coming to the street party on the weekend? I'm like,
Well, you can't say no, so you obviously said yes.
But then I realised I'm actually in Newquay on Saturday, and then Birmingham on Sunday. So I think the party's on Tuesday.
Is it a four-day party, these streets? When do they start?
I don't know what the rules are. And we were talking yesterday about, can you crash one? Like, if it's not your street, but if it's like a really posh street that you wish you lived on, are you allowed to just turn up and go, got some sausages, and hope for the best?
Yeah.
And maybe they'll never know that you don't live there. Mm. I think that's what we should do.
Well, I'm trying to find Nigella's Road.
Yeah.
Because I think that'd be a good one.
We've already, from one of our listeners, located Jamie Oliver's Road.
Yep.
And someone else has located Gok Wan's Road. So we're just going to try and crash those on Tuesday after the show, if you want.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
So much has happened in the last 5 days. It's been a busy one. A lot of fun this week. If you've missed any of the show, you can catch up on our daily download, and it's all for free. Get it from the Radio 1 website or wherever you normally get your podcasts from. It's all free of charge. Click subscribe and it'll just update every day. It's very good. Because I know you can't listen every day, like for the whole time, 1 till 4. Here's just some highlights of what is on the Scott Mills Daily free download this week. Get it from the website.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Not only do we have Chris here to play along with the bingo, but we have our friend Rachel Riley off Countdown. Hello.
Hello.
And let's go over to a speech by the US Vice President on foreign policy.
Now is the time to heed the timeless advice from Teddy Roosevelt. Speak softly and carry a big stick. End of quote. I promise you, the president has a big stick. I promise you.
Okay. Nick Frost is here. Welcome.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
And you've been to Japan recently.
Yeah, I have been to Japan.
Did you go to a ninja restaurant?
We did, yes. We went to a restaurant called Ninja Magic.
Please tell me about this.
Well, you go to the kind of concierge, they check your name out, and then there's like a knock on the door, and this trap door opens, and this ninja leaps out, and it's
awesome.
Your waitress. I couldn't relax. I couldn't eat my octopus in peace because every 2 seconds a ninja would leap out.
Hey, this is Rihanna. You can get all the best bits of the show on Scott's free download.
How many times in one show did Gok mention his wok?
To the Chinese, the wok is almost sacred.
My dad says you should always treat your wok like your wife. Love it and adore it.
The round bottom wok would be my first choice.
Now, I want to get my meat out.
First into the wok, groundnut oil.
So we're ready to go. Wok on. Wok on. Here we go. Wok on. Ready. Let's go. Wok on. Get that heat through.
Got wok.
Radio 1.
Lauren introduced the show, so it's your birthday, Lauren.
It is, yeah.
How old are you, please?
18.
Oh, it's a good one.
I know.
There's loads of stuff you can do.
I'm an adult, apparently.
I know. You can get divorced now if you want.
I can get divorced?
Yeah. You can buy a monkey.
I could buy a monkey.
With a license.
Really?
Yeah, you couldn't do that yesterday.
Oh, well, I want to buy a monkey.
You can also work at a strip club.
A strip club?
Yeah, if you want.
Really? You know what, I might just leave drama and just work in the strip club instead.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Walk. Walk. Walk.
Yes. No one's coming.
Walk. Walk. Walk.
Three of the Southwest's cooking elite are crossing swords.
Rachel's lost it.
The Scott Mills Daily. Scott Mills Daily. Scott Mills.
Chris is deciding to see whether real life is just like the movies. And today's film, again, we're testing out?
Is Jerry Maguire.
Starring Tom Cruise.
Yep.
So we want to see if what happens in Jerry Maguire happens in real life.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I know what you'll think I'm going to do. That's just flip out or something.
But let me just say, as I ease out of the office, I help build.
Bye.
Good luck.
Can we get the Starbucks?
Okay, good.
You get me Starbucks.
No one took me seriously. Just sent me out for coffee.
Everyone was like, bye, good luck.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Lorraine, hi.
Hi.
You won actual Eurovision.
What happened?
Yeah, I know.
I just did my own thing and it worked.
Some of the music, though, is awful.
that's a bit rude.
It's true.
The Russian grannies, they're pretty cute.
They were cute.
But, you know, they gave me a voodoo doll. They did, a small one.
The Russian grannies gave you a voodoo doll?
Yes, they did.
What?
They did. Like a necklace with a small little doll. They made themselves, yeah.
What, to but say it... well done?
Tom and Ricky drilled each other for an hour and a half before the presentation.
What was that?
Oh, no.
The Scott Mills Daily.
However, I do think I was upstaged.
By who?
By the lady giving the Swedish votes.
Remind me?
And now it's real time for Sweden.
Hello. Hello, everyone, and good evening, Europe. This is Stockholm calling.
Tell.
We're very excited. Thank you to Asad Ben Asad to Baku for an amazing...
She's a real woman.
To Baku.
Thank you to Asad Ben Asad to Baku for an amazing,
real woman.
Amazing show.
Yeah, I like that she can't say Azerbaijan.
Asad Ben Asad to Baku.
You think you'd practice that?
Another one. Thank you for these, you're spoiling us.
Walk.
Kanye West.
Walk. Walk.
And who could forget the Christmas classic?
Walk.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Ninja Magic.
We need to get a UK one open, I think.
I don't think we'd be able to get the staff.
Do you not?
I don't think we would have the same amount of enthusiasm for the...
I mean, I'm
hello, welcome to Ninja Magic.
I'd be quite up for being a ninja in the London branch, though. A slightly unathletic one.
Our waiter at the end killed himself.
What?
It's just what they do, isn't it? Their turnaround of staff is amazing.
I bet it is.
It's a good girl that likes nice spam balls.
Rachel's soaked. Oh, in the face.
Have a listen to this and just tell me, what is Fat Joe doing?
So you want to guess what he's doing in this clip? Cool.
I put on an even better show because I have more energy and I'm able to really, really go in and go crazy with the crowd, you know, so it's been a plus.
Listen, man, thanks very much for your time, yeah?
Thank you, my brother. See you.
Have a good one.
No, it can't just be me.
We've all done it, though.
He is, isn't he?
I think he is. Can I hear it again?
So, it's been a plus.
Listen, man, thanks very much for your time, yeah?
Thank you, my brother. See you.
Have a good one.
No, I have done that one on the phone before, but when you know it's going to go out on the radio... Oh, won't you take me home tonight? Oh, down beside your red firelight. Oh, and you give it all you got. The round bottom walk. Walk.
It was worth it.
That was worth it, wasn't it?
Oh, what's occurring? That was the greatest thing I've ever heard.
I think so. What a lot of laughs this week. Get all of that for free from the Radio 1 website. Click on my face and then find Scott Mills Daily. It's good, that.
BBC Radio 1 and One Extra's Hackney Academy.
So our Hackney Academy launched today, based in the centre of Hackney in London, in the build-up to Radio 1's Hackney Weekend. And it just features a load of really good leading names from the worlds of music, business, film, radio, comedy, fashion, all sorts. There's loads of panels and loads of question and answer sessions from people who have made it, explaining how they did make it and giving advice. Today, on the first day, we've already had Labyrinth down there and Leona Lewis and Plan B. And Charlie Slough off of One Extra is there now. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
I'm very good. What can you see? Because I've not been down there yet.
It's really, really busy. There's loads of young folks running around looking really excited. I just came up the lift and bumped into Labyrinth, who seemed really excited to be here. I'm just gearing up to go into my first panel of the day, which is Ask the Music Experts Anything. So I can't wait to ask the experts some questions.
Right, so are you part of the panel or are you doing the asking?
No, I'm actually part of the panel.
Okay, can I ask you one now?
Yeah, of course.
In your opinion, as a music expert, what is the best Spice Girls song ever released?
Oh, wow. That's a hard question, Scott.
I think it's Wannabe.
But then some God, say snap. I was going to say Wannabe, you know?
But then some say Two Become One or Mama.
I was going to say Wannabe. Or Two Become One is a close, close second. Very close second.
Are those the kind of questions that you will be answering later?
I'm hoping so. It's funny because on the way here in the taxi, I was listening to a bit of Spice Girls in the taxi.
Yeah.
And I ended up falling asleep because I'm really tired. And the cab driver really insulted me. He said, "I've never heard anyone snore so loud in my life." So I came into the building on a bit of a downer.
Right.
And now I'm speaking to you and I feel a little bit better.
Well, it's good that I've kind of lifted you from your depression.
Thank you.
I hope you told him that you are the best looking fat man on planet Earth.
I did. I was like, "Excuse me, do you know who I am?" And he was like, "I have no idea." And I was like, "I'm the best looking fat guy in the universe." And he was like, "You carry on being the best looking fat guy in the universe. You're still the loudest snore I've ever heard in my life."
Don't let it bring you down, Charlie.
I'm trying.
So there's career panels, and you can learn how to get into your chosen field. People from newspapers are there, film and TV producers, Radio 1 and 1 Extra presenters and staff, stars and writers from EastEnders. There's loads of things going on at the Radio 1 Hackney Academy leading up to the Hackney weekend at the end of June. So it's good. It's exciting. So what time's your panel? 4 till 5?
It is 4 to 5, yeah. So I'm just gearing up now, trying to educate myself so I do sound like an expert when I go in there. I don't want to come across stupid in any way.
You won't.
Thank you.
And then there's a Plan B question and answer session with Zane Lowe after that. There's loads going on.
I can't wait. That's one of the ones that I'm looking forward to sitting down and, you know, just kind of taking in all that info, which is priceless.
Yeah. So if you think to yourself, well, I'd really like a job like that, then this is a good way of hearing how people got there and just getting some really good tips from people that are experienced in this, in all these fields. So if you want to get down there, if you're based in the London area, there's still a chance for you to be at some of the sessions, and they're going on every day and they're just brilliant. Head to the Radio 1 homepage, click on the Academy, and book yourself in. It's like a hairdresser's appointment. No, sorry, we can't do Wednesdays. Wednesday afternoons, fully booked, sorry. And for everyone that can't actually be there, there's going to be live shows and live lounges and loads of tips online on how to get to these jobs from all those people talking at the Academy. Mm-hmm. So you'll be able to watch it on the website. Radio 1 and 1 Extra Academy is part of Take It On. Get inspired, get involved. Take it on. Good luck with your session at the Hackney Academy.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Sloth. See you
soon. Mate. Take care.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
It's time for the last one of the week.
Oh, what's occurring?
Quite excited about this because I can play along as well today. And I don't normally get the chance.
No.
Because I don't know the answers to this. But we have been out onto Stupid Street. What was the last text someone sent you?
Honestly?
Yes, please. Have a look now.
Okay. Honestly?
Yes, please.
Always good to take it easy every now and then. All I'll say is park bench, barbed wire and a shredded shirt. I'll let him tell you boys the full events.
Are we saying who that's from?
It's my mate Banksy.
Right. My last one. Only kisses me when he's drunk.
Who from?
I can't say who that's from.
Who from?
I can't say.
Oh, go on, I did.
Unlucky Gary. Anyway, so now it's time for... Oh, what's occurring?
Oh, he's in.
We went out onto Stupid Street and asked them, what was the last text someone sent you? We asked four people So let's have a guess. Quite difficult, this one, because it could be anything. So you can have 20 Scott Mills points if you get one of these that they say. Last text they got sent. What are you saying?
Oh, God, I don't know. You go first.
I am going to say kind of generic, what time are you home?
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm going to do, are you free yet?
Oh, that's also good. Okay. Smooth Talking Dan is on Stupid Street. Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
So here he is, Smooth Talking Dan, asking the people of Stupid Street, what was the last text they received?
What's your name?
Albie.
Albie.
Yeah.
It's a good name. What was the last text you received, Albie?
Last text I received, hold on. From Matteo.
Who's that?
One of my friends from school. It just says, I'll try that if all else fails, it's near my house anyway.
What's that referring to, do you think?
I have no clue.
Excellent. So Matteo sent that text. So if you said this...
I'll try that if all else fails, it's near my house anyway.
Give yourself 20 Scott Mills points. Well done if you got that one right. Next one.
Can you tell me what the last text you received was?
Oh, man. Who you with? Where are you going there?
And who is that from?
Girlfriend.
She sounds a bit suspicious.
Yeah, she's very suspicious.
And who were you with and why were you going there?
I was in the studio and I was going to make music.
Okay, that sounds dodge.
I was going to make music.
So, if you said that...
It does, doesn't it?
The last text he received was...
Who you with? Why are you going there?
Then give yourself 20 Scott Mills points. It's actually easier than I thought this.
Yeah.
Next one.
What was the last text you received, Paul?
Today, yeah. It was Mum saying, have you got here safely? To London. Doesn't like me going on my own, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
And had you got here safely?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
You look safe and sound?
I am, I'm all right, yeah.
It sounds about 30. What?
That's amazing.
It's a good one, isn't it?
That's a classic mum text, that, isn't it?
It really is. Do you still get those?
Yeah.
I do as well. You arrive safely?
Yeah.
Well, yes. So, if you said this...
Have you got here safely?
Then give yourself 20 Scott Mills points. And here is the last one.
What's your name?
Abs.
Okay, Abs. Have you got good abs?
Yes.
Let's have a look.
It's on radio, you can't even
see
it.
Right, okay, that was just for me.
All right,
Dan, calm down. Smooth Talking Dan, bye.
It's very in now.
It is in, it's the in thing to do, isn't it?
What is the last text you received, Abs?
The last text message I received was a message saying, send you a pic, ? Like you think I carry around pictures of myself, haha.
Right, well, so if you said this...
Send you a pic, ? Like you think I carry around pictures of myself, haha.
That's so annoying, because that was on the tip of my tongue. I was going to say that one.
Yeah.
But if you got it, then give yourself 20 Scott Mills points. Smooth Talking Dan is not bi, just to clear that up. He's shaking his head.
So I met this girl about a month ago, and we've intermittently been talking, and I've forgotten a little bit what she looks like, because I meet a lot of girls. Not because I got drunk, because I meet a lot of girls. And they all blend into one another. They all have eyes and mouths and stuff.
Sure.
So I go, send me a picture, because it's been that long since I've forgotten what you look like. And that's what she replied. That's a true story, look.
Cool story, bro. That went on.
So she won't send you a photo?
She probably will eventually. I'll have to use that charm thing on her.
So are you quite charming in general?
I don't know. Like, ask my friend here. It's a bit...
Is he charming?
Not really.
I like that.
Love her honesty.
Are you quite charming in general?
I don't know, like, ask my friend here.
Is he charming?
Not really. So
what a mate.
I know. So if you got any of those right, give yourself 20 Scott Mills points. Alan off of Manchester says, I just got my first ever Scott Mills points. Did you really, though?
Wow.
Did you really guess one of those? If you did, it's impressive.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free download.